It is 150.
48.
148, sorry.
Jeez,
148, Monday, July 19th, and we have a forum in the Community Services Committee of Legislator Myers, Legislator Burton, and myself, Alfreda Williams.
And I call to order the Legislation Committee, and we have a quorum for that as well. And our topic today is proposed legislation to ban cyberbullying. We were supposed to have a memo and report from the county attorney's office, but it wasn't ready yet, so we don't have any updated memo. There was a memo that was previously done that I asked for an update of and some further research to be done. That's a memo dated May 25th, 2010. It's about 2 pages long. But I'd open it up for discussion, at least a preliminary discussion, with the committee. I would ask the committee to consider the following, both committees. I know this sounds like very good, feel-good legislation that will make us all feel good if we pass it, but in my view, it has substantial problems as to whether, A, the county has the power to regulate this, this type of media, which is internet, use of the internet. 2, whether the proposed legislation is constitutional because it seems to ban some speech that's protected by the First Amendment. Whether it calls for us to exercise jurisdiction over out-of-state people that we don't have jurisdiction over. Whether it also, if you look at the penal law, and I think we've distributed sections of the penal law, which basically prohibit the state penal law already prohibits some of the conduct that this legislation would ban. So I have a question about whether what we're trying to do here, at least in part, is preempted by state law. The crimes of harassment in the first degree and aggregated harassment in the second degree are very close, if not almost exactly, what we're seeking to ban. So I just raised those issues that we really need to consider, and those are the issues I've asked the county attorney to go back and research. Also, there's a provision of our proposed law that would deal with the schools, and I'm not sure we have any jurisdiction over schools. And if you look at the other states that have enacted cyberbullying laws, most of those laws deal with regulating activity in the schools, where under Supreme Court decisions there's a broader right of government to regulate First Amendment activities of students in schools. And we as a county have no right to regulate.
Which states have the cyberbullying?
I think we handed out, it's in the county attorney's report. There's also a chart which we didn't hand out because we're trying to determine the accuracy of the chart. It indicates there's a number of states that are considering or enacting laws. The proposed law that was drafted here apparently was modeled after Idaho law.
Is this the May 25th?
Yeah. So we have the Idaho law, which is entitled Student Harassment, Intimidation, and Bullying.
Oh, here's all the states in the footnote. Arkansas, right. Delaware, right. Florida, Iowa, Maryland, Minnesota.
So those are some of the issues that I think we have to deal with, but I'll open the floor up to discussion.
Well, should, Mr. Chair, if I may, should we wait till we get that analysis
rather than launch into a substantial debate? Right. I think we also should ask for future meetings. I think we should ask the district attorney's office to give us their view about whether they believe we need a new law or whether they can operate and deal with any issues that arise with use of the internet to bully people with the existing harassment laws we have. I also would suggest we contact Pace Law School and maybe get someone who's a constitutional law professor to come in and give us his or her views. But I think we really need to look at this very closely. I know everybody thinks that this is a great thing, we ought to prevent this, we ought to do something, but you know, we're a county. We're not the federal government, we're not the state government, we're not the school district, and we are constrained in what we have the ability to do.
So, go ahead. I think Pete's nailed it on the head, right? I think we really There's nothing else we can do until we get that data in.
So this is a short meeting. Yes. I agree. I think it's difficult for this committee to be guided without having...
Pro or con, we've got to have the information.
To the chair, did we get any indication of when the county attorney's office might...
Melanie, our committee coordinator, we did not. We checked Friday. We were originally told it was going to be ready, but then apparently there was, I think, Marty Gleason...
Marty's away, I think,
vacation.
Until the 29th.
So he couldn't be completed in his absence. So that's it. Next week we will discuss Board of Acquisition and contract reform. And I think we will have in advance of that meeting what we've asked from the county attorney's office. Could you check today and make sure we'll have it?
Maybe not.
Okay, because we're waiting for some prior opinions. I think we've distributed some... Chairman Jenkins had a one-page memo on his recommendation, and I think we've also distributed a prior draft that Legislator Burroughs may have been involved with. I know Legislator Mazzano was.
Yeah, we were looking at it.
For consideration. So that's for the future. Anybody have anything else they want to raise? So we're going to talk about cyberbullying. Respect that. We're going to talk about ANC reform next week, and then we'll put cyberbullying back on it.
Let's
do our appointments before we adjourn. Cyberbullying will be put back on once we get the county attorney's expanded research.
This is almost as short as meetings that Clinton used to have.
That who?
Clinton. We do have three.
Subcommittee chair to introduce those appointments.
Okay. Subcommittee on Appointments has met and recommends the following individuals: Iris Pagan to serve on the Hispanic Advisory Committee, Dennis Kremer to serve on the Board of Ethics, and Stephen Jones to serve on the County IDA. And I so move.
And I'll second it as a member of the Appointments Committee. These were all very impressive people, and I think we are lucky and well served.
Any discussion? Okay. We have a motion, a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? None?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
I'll call for a motion.
What about
Kamenstein? Yes, I apologize. We have a reappointment.
Do we have any background on
him? A man named Peter Kamenstein.
He was on it before.
We did vote him.
He's deputy supervisor down in North Sound. Yeah. He's on the town board there.
So this is the reappointment.
And he's been going to these meetings. Yeah. So yeah. Perfect.
Yeah, nice to move.
Were you talking about Dennis Kremer?
No,
Peter Kamenstein.
Ms. Meyer said the second.
Aye. Second.
All in favor? Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Now we're finished.
Now can we have a motion to adjourn?
So move. Yeah. You already had your discussion on second. Yeah. Thank you.
We didn't get the information we needed.
Some of my best.
All did you raise the question?
I will.
Yes.
Okay.
Sure. So I'm going to leave those things in.
He said some of his best friends were Republicans. He said follow the light.
I'm trying, but yeah, we've got Democrats who would as soon walk all over me with football cleats as speak to me.
Hey,
we have a better relationship with